Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Ember and the Ice Dragons by Heather Fawcett, performed by Fiona Hardingham. Prologue. Lionel St. George, aspiring magician and stormancer, was fed up. For 2 days, he had been travelling through peat, bog and prickly moorland. His exhausted horse had started to stumble, so Lionel had left it to wander its way back home at the edge of Muckross Fen, a particularly wild and desolate corner of Wales. Muckross Fen was exactly what you would expect from a place of that name. Smelly, filthy, the air sharp with biting midges. There was also no sign of the magical storm, the sole reason he had come to the forsaken spot in the first place. Lionel just turned 18, with swirls of yellowish hair tumbling over his forehead and a series of pimples spread across his cheeks like indecisive punctuation marks, set his lightning bucket down in the heather and sat on it. He was tired, his feet were soaked, and it was a long hike back to the ramshackle tavern that his map optimistically labelled a village. The sky began to drizzle. The storm he had been chasing through the Gwynedd Mountains had vanished. Lionel decided he would hike to the nearest peak to survey the area before admitting defeat, and rather than trying to pick a path around the enormous fen, he simply plunged himself, clothes and all, into the murky water. Green mountains loomed over him, clouds clustered at their peaks like frowning eyebrows. Lionel shook his storm compass, a small wooden box containing a moonstone and a single feather. How could the storm have dissipated so quickly? Not all storms were sources of magic, but some were. That was why stormancers chased them. If he had caught up to one that size, he could have drawn enough power from it to cast a dozen spells, or perhaps one very large spell. Lionel's supply of magic was too low for the spell he wished to cast, a spell that, if it succeeded, would be the talk of the country, and surely that would be enough to change the minds of the professors who had rejected his application to London's Chesterfield University of Science and Magic. He had scored highly on the written exam, but the practical test hadn't quite come off. He had cast an excellent firelighting spell, if only he had stopped there. But wanting to impress the grim-faced professors, Lionel had shaped the fire into a giant floating orb. Unfortunately, a bee had chosen that moment to land on his shoulder, and Lionel, terrified of all insects, had lost his concentration in a spectacular fashion. By the time the fire had been put out, the professors were clothed in burned rags, and one had lost her eyebrows. Lionel shuddered as a leech burrowed into his calf. The wind whispered past his ear. Wind had a language like anything else, though no human could speak it, not even Lionel, who spoke to storms. But he thought he detected an undercurrent of anger. Lionel hauled himself out of the muck on the opposite bank. He had lost a shoe somewhere, he noted absently, not particularly troubled. Lionel was rarely troubled by anything, not for lack of troubles, he had plenty, but because his thoughts were usually elsewhere. He wandered up the hill, heather prickling his bare foot and the leech gnawing away contentedly, its presence already forgotten. Then he stopped. On the other side of the hill was a dead dragon. Lionel's breath froze. Like most people, he had never seen a dragon. Though the Natural History Museum had some remarkable skeletons, they were perhaps twice the size of a horse, with thinner, serpentine frames. Someone, hunters no doubt, had removed the creature's scales, every last one. What remained was red and raw. Though it was a dragon, a monster, Lionel felt a stab of sorrow. The sight of the fearsome creature sprawled awkwardly in the mud and stripped of its glorious scales felt wrong. He found the second dragon, they usually lived in pairs, over the next rise. As he gazed at it, a tear opened in the clouds
Sample complete. Ready to continue?